I hope you're doing well on this fine spring day. I put spring in quotes. With Prairie Public Music News, I'm Eric Dethridge. Spotify is not your friend, but Apple Music is. That seemed to be the message coming out of a town hall for songwriters in Nashville last night that was live streamed on Facebook. Executive Director of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, Bart Herbison, urged music consumers to cancel their Spotify subscription because of their appeal of the Copyright Royalty Board's decision to increase streaming rates for songwriters and publishers. Now, Apple Music was one of the only streaming sites that didn't join that appeal. Well, happening right about now, the memorial service for slain LA rapper and community philanthropist Nipsey Hussle. It's being live streamed on BET's Facebook page, among others. Yesterday, the Los Angeles City Council named an intersection in Nipsey's honor. I love this. Neil Young is getting back together with Crazy Horse to make their first album together in 7 years. Now, they have gotten together for some shows in the interim, including last year when at a gig Neil said, "This marks the beginning of another beautiful chapter for Crazy Horse." Now we know what he meant. Well, last month, a brand new studio owned by Tucker Martine, the much-respected producer out of the Pacific Northwest, who's worked with, Modest Mouse, Nico Case, R.E.M., The Decemberist, and many, many more, was broken into and over $70,000 worth of gear was stolen. Well, now bassist Nate Query of The Decemberist has launched a GoFundMe to replace all the lost equipment. A post on the page says Tucker and his wife, singer-songwriter Laura Veers, are in debt and that their insurance company is looking for ways not to pay up. But some good news, apparently some of the vintage guitars that were swiped have shown up at a guitar shop in Tacoma, Washington, and have since been returned. They ought to make a movie about this. On this day in music history, April 11th, 1970, then Fleetwood Mac frontman Peter Green quit the band while on tour in Germany. Apparently he hooked up with a hippie commune, and there he dropped some really bad acid and was never really the same after that. In 2014, singer-songwriter Jesse Winchester passed away. Jay Giles, the namesake guitarist for the Jay Giles Band, died in 2017. Birthdays, the late great Stuart Adamson of Big Country and soul singer Joss Stone. And that's a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!